Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. Hey gang, welcome back to the show. I hope you are doing well. We are wrapping up our Food Freedom Habit Hacking series this week. This is a five-part series where we're really digging deep into unraveling what diet culture mentality has taught us and has been ingrained in our minds since we were real little girls, as far as just making healthy choices to fuel your body and fuel your soul, right? Like tacos and margaritas fuel my soul, right? But also they can fuel my body too if I make intentional choices with that. And finding that balance for you and defining what your own version of food freedom looks like. And we're really digging deep into the challenges that we face as millennial moms, right? We're busy, we want to eat healthy, but we don't want to restrict ourselves either. So I hope this has really allows you to feel seen and feel empowered. And speaking of that, I know one of the biggest challenges that we face is emotional eating. Our Emotional Eating Habit Hacking Masterclass is only available until this Sunday, January 21st, 2024, for free. It is a free audio masterclass with six of the very best food freedom habit hacking experts, including myself. I'm including myself in that too, because I've been around the block a time or two. And as far as like clients go and working on my own food freedom and emotional eating habits. But after this masterclass, you're going to be just feel so empowered by being able to identify your emotional eating triggers, say goodbye to the guilt sometimes you feel around emotional eating, and lose that all or nothing mindset too, and just really reset your mind and your body for more fulfilling eating habits, that fine balance, that food freedom, like I was just talking about. So go grab it while you still can. There's a free gift from each of our contributors. They are amazing. We want you to feel so empowered after listening to this audio only masterclass. I do it audio only because I always lead with that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. And girl, I know you're busy. I could have given it all in like a PDF version, or like you had to watch video, but you don't need to watch us talk. You can just listen to us on the go, doing your dishes, being mom Uber. You know the drill. So go grab it at habithackingmasterclass.com before it's gone. It's only free and available until January 21st. So today, as we continue our food freedom habit hacking series, I thought it would be a good time to revisit the top food freedom challenges that I hear from you all. This is based off of surveys that I have done, conversations with you all, with my girlfriends, like leaning into like my own food freedom journey as well. And I really wanted to do this episode to really help you feel seen and less alone, and give you a couple of habit hacks as well to help you take action, right? And this is a little sneak peek as far as what I teach inside of my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod course. Again, another audio course. So be on the lookout later this week for a free workshop to learn the basics of this system. But this will give you a little sneak peek, and specifically when it comes to your food freedom. But we dig deeper into your mindset and movement habits as well. So let's talk about the top three challenges I hear from you all as far as food freedom goes. And there's so many different facets to this, but and there are a lot of different habits that fall under these umbrellas of these challenges. But let's just start. So the first one is diet culture mentality. Like I just alluded to, like if you're 42 like me, you grew up, like I remember getting like Cosmo magazines, right? And Victoria's Secret catalogs, and like even like the Abercrombie catalogs. And I would tear out the pages and put like girls on, and like you guys too, on my wall. And I remember we had in my sorority house on one of our rooms, on one of the doors, we had a bunch of Victoria's Secret models cut out from magazines as like inspo pics. Like, gosh, like, why did we do that? Like, why did we do that? But that was just so ingrained in our minds to be like as skinny as possible, and coming from a place of restriction and trying new diets, right? I grew up watching my mom do Weight Watchers. I remember one of my roommates in college doing keto, and she was just eating like meat and cheese all the time. And I mean, you do you. If you find something that works for you, great. But I think what we have found at this point in our lives, like we've tried it all, right? We have tried it all. We've taken advice from so many different folks. And y'all, you just want to eat to fuel your body and soul, like I already alluded to, and give yourself more energy, right? And not feel stressed out about food or even have to think about it, right? So we really tried to dig deep into unraveling diet culture mentality. The second one is emotional eating, which again, you can go grab the Emotional Eating Masterclass at habithackingmasterclass.com. Get it before it's gone, or it won't be gone. It'll be available in the shop. It'll be a paid masterclass from there. So it's free until the 21st. So go get it, girl. So we really dig deep into emotional eating. I know for me, like girl, I used to eat cookies in my car and hide them. Those like Milano cookies. I love those so much. My husband actually put some in my stocking for Christmas this year, and I love them with like coffee. But I used to drive around a lot for a nonprofit I used to work for when I was in the fundraising world full time. And I would stop at the store and I would just eat that bag of cookies throughout the day. As I got other stuff for the kids too, I'd throw in some cookies for me and I'd eat the whole thing because I was feeling anxious and feeling the pressure I was putting on myself and like my work was putting on me to meet my fundraising goals and whatnot. And then I would hide it because I felt so much guilt and shame. So we dig a little deeper into habit hacking emotional eating inside of my pod course and of course inside of the masterclass available to you right now. And the last one is time and family. I kind of loop these together because your family takes up a lot of your time, right? God love them. I love them so much. But it starts from a young age, right? You're deciding how to feed your kids. Your kids maybe become picky eaters. You have all this advice from folks on how to help your kids not be picky eaters. And you're like, girl, I just want to like do the mac and cheese and move on because I don't have the mental energy or physical time to worry about creating like four different meals for dinner, right? So inside of my pod course, I actually habit hack these in detail with my Atomic Habit Hacking System for Women. It's a 5-step plan that I only teach inside of this course. And at the end of it, I actually give you a 21-day plan to start accelerating these habits a little bit more so than you could do on your own. And of course, it's always from that female perspective. And we dig deeper into those mindset and movement challenges as well. So let's give you a little examples of some ways I would habit hack these challenges. So as far as like diet culture mentality, a habit hack would just be, okay, stop dieting. Number one, stop dieting. Just eat. Just eat to fuel your body, right? I'm not saying like do all the foods, like eat, you know what feels good for you, okay? So number one, we just stop dieting, but we create a habit hack around eating where we always lead with protein, okay? That is one of my favorite habit hacks for us ladies because especially when you become like a millennial mom like me, I'm 42. I'm like an elder millennial. I'm like, I was born in 81 and I'm like on the cusp of like Gen X, I think, or whatever we used to be. Like my husband was born in 1980. He's like, I'm not a millennial. I'm Gen Z, Gen X. I don't even know. Anyways, whatever it is. But a habit hack is to lead with protein because at this age, our muscle mass starts deteriorating a little bit more and we need more protein to fuel and feed those muscles, ladies, okay? And it's more satiating and will keep you full and satisfied longer. So it's just changing that in your mind. I'm not saying like, oh, you need to like have this specific amount of macros. If you want to count macros, you do you, girl. But if you just lead with protein, it'll be so much more satiating. Emotional eating, I would habit hack your triggers and think about what is the habit loop you have currently around emotional eating and how can you create a new habit loop, right? So with your habit loop, there's always some type of cue. And when you're trying to take a habit that isn't serving you and create a new healthier habit, essentially, you're just creating a new middle part of the habit loop, right? So a habit loop is a cue, routine, reward. So maybe the cue is you have a 12 p.m. meeting every day on Zoom with your boss and it stresses you out. The routine is you go emotionally eat some sugar, some cookies. And the reward on the other side is you have that sugar high, that dopamine high, and you, it helps you feel stress relief, right? So to make this healthier, like for example, the cue is still the same. Your boss is still stressing you out after that Zoom or Teams or Google Meet or whatever platform you use. And the new routine could just be, I'm going to go for a walk or I'm going to text a funny meme to my best friend. The reward on the other side is you still maybe have that dopamine hit. You feel that sense of stress relief, right? So it's as simple as that. And then lastly, time and family. I teach a system where every Sunday we do just a quick little planning session for your meals for the week and create a habit loop to ensure this happens. So for example, I have a habit loop where after we get home from church, my husband and I do a quick budget check-in meeting, and then I do a grocery order pickup, and I plan my meals throughout the week, and I do my grocery pickup later that day, or I pick it up on Monday, and I write it down. That way, my kids know what we are having for dinner and everything that week, because I hate the question, what's for dinner? I'm like, it's right there. They'll ask me it because it stresses me out for some reason. Does it stress you out, too? It stresses me out. And my meals are planned out for the week. I teach a system on ingredient meals and just simple meals that you create a little extra and have leftovers the next day so you don't cook all the time. And I have a freebie for that available within the masterclass as well with my favorite recipes and a grocery list for that too. So I just want this to give you an idea of this doesn't have to be big or life altering, right? It leaves so much room for that training for life mentality that I teach, right? We're not dieting. We're not restricting ourselves. We are training for life. And we have to do it just a little bit differently because, ladies, that's that Atomic Habits for Women philosophy. So I hope you feel a little seen today. I hope you are able to take just a couple of little actions and habit hacks just based off this today. Like I said, I'll be doing an announcement later this week for a free workshop just to give you some basic habit hacking 101 to help you reset your habits and pivot them for any season of life that you are in. Because I know once sometimes you start creating habits, then like a new season of life comes, like the new year, and your schedule's different, or spring sports come, and like spring sports are a very busy time for me because my boys play golf and lacrosse. So we are busy, busy, busy every night. But that doesn't mean I still can't take care of myself. That way I'm able to have the energy and patience and presence to be there for my family. Okay, so thank you so much for joining me today. Don't forget the Habit Hacking Masterclass Emotional Eating Edition is only available until Sunday the 21st. So go grab it now while it's still free, and start listening and habit hacking your emotional eating. All right, girl, I'll see you later this week. Hey, girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.